tried to give it a chance for our many visiting scholars to show us some of the exciting research that we're doing at the Student Center. And we like this to be a kind of informal situation, you know, no high pressure for our business scholars to participate. What we really hope for, we have a presentation, lots of real discussion. So I'd like to introduce our presenter today, Wang Zhengming, from the PhD candidate from China Foreign Affairs University. Her broader dissertation is working on, I hope it's on this, I'm not sure, about U.S. perception and European perception of Chinese rise. She's going to focus on something very specific for us today, on Obama's pivot in Chinese perception. So at that, I'll simply turn it over to another side.
Thank you. First of all, thank Professor McCord and Mike for arranging this, and also thank you all for coming. I sort of thought it would be very informal to the small group where we actually discuss the topic, so my presentation would be, I hope, will not be very long. I will make it very brief. And I came up with the topic like 2 weeks ago because over the past 4 months when I was here, like, everyone is talking about the pivot and China, what the bad things China has been doing. I guess maybe it would be helpful if we can know what the Chinese are thinking, you know, of this pivot, and overall maybe what they are thinking of the U.S. role in that region as a whole. So I began to read all the articles, and so before I came, I have done some interviews with Chinese professors. We have seminars at my university in China on U.S.-China relations too. And in March, actually last year, I came with two professors from China Foreign Affairs University. They were interviewing people over here about the pivot thing, okay, and the real strategic, you know, intention, arrangements of the pivot, then they're supposed to write the report to the foreign ministry then. But during our talk and visit here, like, people was talking about how this pivot thing is aimed at cooperation, not really, you know, against China. But when we went back in China, we looked around, we checked the news, like, everyone is saying, well, this definitely is against China. So perhaps today I'll share with you, first of all, some of the viewpoints. So we focus on the academic circles because that's where most of the sources are coming from. And you are familiar with all those nationalist comments on the internet anyway. So first of all, I give you a very brief introduction of the pivot. And my focus will be on the security aspect of the whole arrangement, because most of the Chinese perceptions are on those, on that aspect of the pivot, although they are economic ones. Okay. Then second part will be Chinese perceptions. Then the third part will be brief. I will talk about the perceived, I mean, what the Chinese side perceive this kind of pivot, or what possible implications it have on China or external environment for its development as a whole. Okay. So the pivot, we all know, we're familiar with the three main components of the pivot. The first part is the TPP, which was a concept raised far before this, but Obama began to put emphasis on this since 2009. It is regarded as a free trade agreement with very high standards for the whole enhanced version of WTO. Then regional mechanisms, so you can see from all the visits, and also the emphasis, say, Secretary Hillary Clinton has put on ERF, ASEAN regional forums and ASEAN summit, which have been ignored actually in the past by the WTO administration. Okay. Then the third part, that's my focus, security, strengthening of U.S. alliances or partnerships in the region, Asia-Pacific. That is whole military repolstering. I think we all think, or most of us would think, that this pivot thing began to be a hot topic since the late fall of 2011, when Hillary made this speech, then published an article actually entitled America's Pacific Century, where he used the word pivot U.S. pivot to Asia-Pacific. But your diplomatic efforts actually start right from the beginning of your government administration, and the whole, in Chinese talk, like return to Asia, I think that talk began to be quite hotly debated ever since 2010, not just 2011, 2012. And earlier, like some of the events showing the diplomatic efforts or emphasis the Obama administration had been putting on the whole region, we can see a few examples that ever since Hillary took office as Secretary of State in 2009, her first trip abroad was to Asia, actually. And during that trip, particularly the first trip, February 2009, first trip abroad in Indonesia, here is the speech, part of the speech by the Secretary General Bastion. And because Hillary made a visit to the Secretariat in Indonesia, of ASEAN Indonesia, sorry. And here mentioned Hillary was the first Secretary of State to the US to visit at the headquarters of ASEAN. And also, her visit shows the seriousness of the US to and its diplomatic absenteeism in the region, which was largely perceived to be the case during George W. Bush's administration.